This is Jaguars This Week. Jaguars This Week. With the voice of the Jaguars, Brian Sexton. Color analyst Jeff Lugeman. Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher. And Tony Boselli.
Now that's a cool cat.
Jaguars This Week is brought to you by Ticket Exchange and by Everbank.
Jaguars This Week. Jaguars This Week. Begins right now.
And we welcome you into Jaguars This Week. JP Shadrick in for Brian Sexton, and Jeff Lagerman is alongside as well.
Am I in for Boselli and John Osher?
Yeah, I think so. You can take both the spots, right?
I can handle it.
Busy day here at Everbank Field. The Jaguars and the city of Jacksonville agreed to terms on a $63 million upgrade, a renovation to Everbank Field. Your thoughts on this? Call the Metro PCS call-in line. It's 355-NFL1. 355-6351. Throw a 1-800 in front of it if you're out of Duval County. Boy, a big day here. Shad Khan got it going with these comments earlier.
Today's evidence what this franchise can do and what Jacksonville can accomplish when we work together and believe in what's possible. Today we're making a statement to the NFL, to the nation, and to the world that Jacksonville is world class. The new scoreboards and the fan areas in the north end zone of Everbank Field will put us squarely in the discussion of world class, helping to stabilize and strengthen the Jaguars while making us a destination for college football, international soccer, and many other major sports and entertainment events.
Here are some of the details. New video scoreboards in each end zone, each measuring 55 by 301 feet.
Ooh.
Huge. The largest of their kind in the world, say the Jaguars. Other video capabilities in the stadium will be improved as well. A couple of fascia boards, two sideline boards, each three and a half feet by 579 feet. That's the whole side on each side. 100-foot boards on the Bud Light party deck and above the terrace suites in the south end zone.
Which that's going to be the masterpiece board. That right. One in the south end zone will be the world's largest video board, period.
Yeah, and then in the north end zone is where they're going to have the fan area on top, the very top of the stadium. They're taking some 7,000 seats away, we learned today, and making a huge area with swimming pools, palm trees, different amenities.
Cabanas, the whole nine yards.
There's nothing like it in the NFL right now, right, Jeff?
I think it's going to be a huge upgrade to the fan experience, and it will be great to see, you know, because for a long time people always wanted to be close to the Bud Zone. Well, now that change, you're going to have take your pick. Which one are you going to want to be close by? You're going to want to be close to the Bud Light party zone, or are you going to want to be close to the party zone that's in the north end zone with a pool?
I don't know. That's a great question, actually. Let's get your comments on it, too. 355-NFL1, 355-6351. You want to sit in the Bud Zone or by the pool? That's a great option.
I think it's great. I think this whole thing is great for the city. I think it sends a strong message to the NFL community because, you know, for so many years we've been hearing all of the talk about is this team going to L.A., and then recently it's, you know, is this team going to London? You don't do these kinds of things with the model that in a few years we're going to London. Right. I mean, this is a huge investment, not only by the team but by the city, and we're not even talking about some of the upgrades that this team has already put into the stadium.
Let's talk about a few of those. It started last year with the new locker room. That was, about $3, $4 million investment. It's continuing right now with an athletic training facility. There are other phases planned for after that.
Yeah, well, last year was specifically the locker room area, which was the players' locker room area, their sitting area, and then also it involved the coaches' locker room. The upgrades this year are going farther to what would be the south out of the locker room, which when you walked out of that locker room to the south, you went into the doctor's office, the training room, and then on the other side of the training room was the weight training facility. They're expanding all of that, and mainly the training room, and that's the big modeling job that's going on right now. And it's about 60% complete, I think. It will be open by the time training camp rolls around. And then there is another one, a phase three, that they're talking about for next year, which will roll into the weight room and make that even bigger and one of the best in the National Football League, maybe one of the best in the world.
Back to these boards, Jeff. We're getting some calls here on Jaguars this week. 355-NFL-1. We'll get to those calls in just a moment. These boards, the Houston Texans are putting in a new board, like right now. I saw a photo of it 2-3 days ago at Reliant. It's supposed to be the biggest in the NFL, bigger than Dallas.
Bigger, and they're claiming to have it be the biggest in the world.
Right. Well, this is from the concept we saw February 5th in the introduction here at the West Touchdown Club. These boards are taller and much wider than the ones in Houston, and it's not even close.
No.
Which is something that is almost unheard of, really, what's going to happen here. In 2014. We do have some callers on the line now. We'll hear from Holly in Callahan. She wants to talk about the pool. Good evening, Holly.
I know I didn't hear you right.
Yes.
You did say a swimming pool?
No, not just one, Holly, two. There, if you look at the artist rendering and you're looking up from the field level, looking up towards the north end zone, they're going to take out some seats along the top. That's going to be
okay.
a big flat area, and it will have a wraparound video board up there, not quite as large as the one in the south end zone. And then below that video board, to the left and to the right side of the end of that video board, the artist rendering shows two big giant pools that you will be able to watch the game while you are in the pool.
Oh my, I cannot even fathom what possessed them to do such a thing, because you have way too many people drinking way too much alcohol sometimes, and I mean, it sounds interesting, and I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun for the ones that know how to be responsible.
That's fair.
Yeah. Not real sure. I mean,
do you know
of any other stadium that's got a pool at it?
Well, I know the Arizona Diamondbacks have one.
Arizona
Chase
has
Field.
One. But, you know, I think a great addition to the pool, Holly, would be I was actually at a pool one time down in the Bahamas at Boat Harbor, and it had underwater bar stools. That'd be nice.
That would be.
Yeah.
That might continue Holly's problem there. I don't know what the issue would be. We heard from the mayor as well today, Mayor Alvin Brown. Of course, there are other events at the stadium, and Mayor Alvin Brown talks about the partnership with the team and what that partnership can do for other events in Jacksonville.
You all know how much I believe in partnership to improve and activate the city. Today's event is a great example. By improving the stadium, we elevate the fan experience at Everbank Field. That means great events for the Jags. But it also means a standout experience for Florida and Georgia game, the Gator Bowl, and other major events here.
A lot of events. Of course, there's, what, Mexican soccer coming up in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
There's the U.S. teams that have played here before, the Monster Truck Rallies, the Florida-Georgia game, all these other events.
The Gator Bowl, you know, and I want to add this in because Mr. Rick Catlett was in attendance at this press conference, and he spoke. And he is thrilled, as he should be, because this, you know, for a lot of years, there was not really a great relationship between the Gator Bowl Association and the Jaguars. It seemed to be adversarial at times. And I think those fences have mended in a big way with Shad Khan and also the Gator Bowl Association, to where they understand that they have to work together to make sure that that partnership continues on in a positive fashion. And Rick Catlett spoke to that at the press conference today, because the better this stadium is and the more appeal, fan appeal that this stadium has for the Jaguars, the more appeal it has to the Gator Bowl Association, the more appeal that it has to having maybe an eventual national championship game.
That's right.
Maybe an eventual Super Bowl once again, you know, when other things around the city continue to flourish. So there's a lot of possibilities that can be opened up by having these upgrades at the stadium.
And Rick told us today that there was a real chance they're going to have an announcement of the other team other than the SEC coming up, and some other big announcements coming up with the Gator Bowl, so stay tuned over there as well. Hey, Jeff, I had a chance to sit down with Shad today at about 2 o'clock. We did a segment for Sky Sports over in the UK on video, and we also...
Well, how are we going to get Sky Sports?
Well, that's a great question. You don't have satellite?
No, I do not.
Well, you have the internet, right?
Okay, but is there another way to get this?
you can go to jaguars.com.
That's what I was looking
check
for.
Check it out, because we did additional footage was shot on
Is that on the website right now?
It's on right now.
Okay.
If you go to jaguars.com, and you can find the interview we did with Shad today. Here's a little snippet earlier. We asked Shad about the events of today, what was going to come up today, and he went through the whole deal, you know, explained everything. My next question was about the pool.
Now, here's a question. Will you watch the first game when it opens in the suite or at the pool?
Obviously, my goal is to do a little of both, but that pool area is going to be fabulous. So, you know, if we have any corporate sponsors out there who would like to get where the current owner suite is, I think I'm ready to move out to the pool area, okay, with my swimming trunks on.
Now, that's something you don't get in a press conference with the city of Jacksonville watching.
And more at Jaguars.com.
Check it out. We'll have the full interview with Shad coming up in the next couple of weeks during the downtime here in the offseason. We'll take your calls. Call 355-NFL1, 355-6351. We're talking stadium upgrades all night. When we come back, how the overage costs will be handled. Two-thirds of this funding is from the taxpayers. We'll hear from Mark Lamping coming up as well and get your thoughts on it as well. Joe?
All right, JP. Hey, Jaguars fans, you can be rewarded just for being social at the new Jaguars Social League. Sign up, sync your social media platforms at jaguars.com/social league, and then you'll earn points every time you post something Jaguars, and then use those points to win great prizes, including a chance to win tickets to the Jaguars game in London. Jaguars This Week rolls on right here on Jaguars Radio. Well, parents, now's the time to sign your children up for the Jaguars Kids Club. Members get a Jags Kids Club kit. It includes a welcome letter, membership card, certificate, t-shirt, invites to exclusive Jaguar events, a birthday card from Jackson DeVille, and other really cool Jaguar stuff. Need more info, JP Shadrick? Visit JaguarsKidsClub.com.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I did the rookie, Got Skills rookie camp the other day. MC'd that here around the practice fields, and the Kids Club was a big part of that. Sarah Tarbett runs that, and you can find all that info right there on Jaguars.com. Of course, big day here at EverBank. $63 million investment at EverBank Field between the city and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Welcome back to Jaguars This Week. 355-NFL1, 355-6351, the number. Let's go straight to the phone lines now. We'll hear from John in Fernandina. Everybody's talking about the pool tonight. John, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Good, good. You know, the cat, he likes to streak on the field. It's just got me wondering, what's he going to wear in these pools, if anything? It's kind of scary.
Those thoughts on it. More than likely a banana hammock. Knowing Jackson.
We'd be lucky if we got that, I think, with Jackson.
But, you know, cats don't like water, do they, John?
John? That's what I'm thinking. But, you know, I think this is the only one that will like water.
You're probably right. So what do you think about the upgrades, John?
I'm excited. You know, I've been a season ticket holder since 2000, been a fan since the beginning, of course, and I'm so tired of the rumors about L.A. and London and all this. Hopefully this will squash all that mess, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I agree. But, you know, the other thing that seemed to be there as part of the conversation is that this is – going to be done for next year, for 2014.
That's right.
But that's not where it will end, and that there are other things possibly on the horizon as well. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what's next. If this is the big thing, it is going to be something down the line, right? A lot to expect here. 355-NFL1, 355-6351. That's a short window, too. I mean, after this season's over, all of a sudden they start breaking ground on this thing.
Well,
it's less than a year.
You know, of all the projects and upgrades that they were able to do last year, the ones that they're currently working on right now, they were able to get it done in a timely fashion. And, in fact, they've got another small project that's going on right now. They're doing some office renovations with personnel and coaching.
That's right.
That actually, I think, has just started. So I just saw
the scaffolding today for the first time.
Correct. So you had the locker room last year. This year is the training room and doctor's area and rehabilitation area. And then what just started is the coaching/personnel area. So and then next year is supposed to be the next phase, I think, which will consume the weight room area.
Couple more calls, 355-NFL1, 355-6351. We're taking your thoughts on the big news today here at Everbank Field. Let's hear from Rick in Bay Meadows. Everybody's talking pool today, Rick.
Yeah, I mean, how do you increase your TV audience? You put the roar of the Jaguars in bikinis and put them in the pool where they're all wet. And I can just see everyone in the country. I mean, Monday night football, who cares? They're all going to be watching the Jaguars on Sunday afternoon.
Well,
those cameras zoom in on the girls in the pool.
You sold me a ticket, Rick.
That'll make you want to get to the stadium, right?
Yeah. And then they're going to be on those big screen TVs. I think it's a great idea.
And high def. You know, Commissioner Roger Goodell had talked not too long ago about how they get the fact that to get people to come to the games, they have to enhance the fan experience because the TV experience has become so good. The broadcasts on television are good, but then also the NFL Red Zone, the Red Zone package,
yeah.
You know, where you can peruse every game in the National Football League and jump around, you know, so... And with fantasy football, people want to have the internet access so they can see what their fantasy football team is doing and what these video boards are going to be able to provide is a lot of that data to the fans in-house. And so it is going to be a lot more for them to experience.
Let's get one more call in this segment. John from Keystone talking pool. Shocking, John. How are you?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good.
Not unless Shaq Khan's really stupid. He's throwing a lot of money around. I mean, part of this is the city, too. He's putting investing a lot of money into a team that's moving to London. I don't think so. And, Jeff, are you talking about the underground bar stools? Back home, we have a pool in a restaurant, kind of like the Conk House place. What they do there is they've got a bar in the center, almost like a horseshoe bar.
Yep.
And they're bar stools. And the whole outside of it is a bench underwater, and the recommendation is, because it's only 4 foot deep, don't go underwater, and if you do, don't take anything in.
That's good rules to live by, I guess, right?
Hey, John, great mind thinks think alike. I like it.
Yeah, okay, buddy.
Thank you, John.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for your calls tonight. 355-NFL1. We'll take them through the top of the hour tonight on Jaguars This Week. We will come back and hear from Mark Lamping and how those overage costs will be handled. Remember, $20 million of this is covered by the Jaguars. The rest footed by the taxpayers, Joe.
Yeah, I guess that used beer's got to go somewhere, huh? Hey, you're getting your Jaguars rewards? Well, sign up at rewards.jaguars.com. You'll get cash back or credit for future season ticket purchases every time you shop online and you use the Jaguars Rewards website. Real easy to do, rewards.jaguars.com. News is next, then more Jaguars This Week right here on Jaguars Radio. Welcome back to Jaguars This Week. Thanks for spending your Wednesday evening with us. This portion of Jaguars This Week is brought to you by Fanatics.com.
Spending some time in the pool already there, Joe, it sounds like.
Joe, if you go in the pool, I want to make sure they have that chemical in there like from the movie Grown Ups, where it changes the so we can throw you out of the pool if necessary.
I'm not guilty.
Enough. 355-NFL1.
Hey, is this a Butterfinger?
355-6351. 1-800 in front of it if you're outside of Duval County. Yeah. Mark Lamping spoke today. He opened the press conference at Everbank Field. It was inside the locker room, which was the first upgrade from Shad Khan. That was kind of a symbolic moment to have that in there, the first of many to come. Mark Lamping opened it, and during the presentation, he brought up the fact that, you know, sometimes construction costs can go over and sometimes go under.
Whenever you talk about major construction projects, the first thing that jumps to everyone's mind is, well, what happens when it ends up costing more than we thought it was going to cost? These guys negotiate a pretty hard bargain. I want everyone to know that 100% of any cost overruns will be the responsibility of the Jaguars. The other aspect of that is, if we end up bringing the project in less than what we expect it to be, 100% of any savings will go back into Everbank Field to fund other items that are on the current long-term capital improvement list.
That's Mark Lamping, president of the Jaguars. Here are some of the proposed funding and operations considerations included in this. The city will fund the total $36.4 million from the capital project funding to build the north end zone fan engagement area. That's the pool area and all the other stuff. There is other stuff besides the pool in this place, by the way.
I thought that the video boards were going to be the big story.
Right. That's what I thought, too. But everybody wants to swim at a football game, I guess. All the control room to support the video boards as well at both ends of the stadium will be funded by the city. Jaguars will fund 75% of $26.5 million for the new video boards, with the city funding the remaining 25% from capital project funding. The Jaguars will serve as construction manager, and they, as you heard, will be responsible for any overruns in cost. So that's some of the details.
Well, to simplify, the numbers they're talking about is $63 million. The Jaguars would be responsible for 20, and as Mark Lamping said, the Jaguars president, if it runs over, the Jaguars would be responsible for 100% of those costs completely. And if they save money, that money would go back into the city management fund or whatever that the exact name of it is. So that, to me, is a great partnership because we've seen what happened with the courthouse, which has had lots of issues, very large cost overruns. And so to have a guarantee that if there are any overruns, it would be the responsibility of the tenant, I think that's a wonderful deal for the taxpayers.
Yeah, they've been burned before, right?
You think? I mean, the courthouse project was astronomical. I don't know exactly why. I haven't delved into that. But this is kind of a nice little insurance policy. You know, and as Mark said, he said it will go – any money that they save on the deal, it will go back into that fund to be used for future projects. And that, to me, is what is also piquing my interest, is what is next on the table to improve at the stadium. Because, you know, it has to be if you're going to remain among one of the better stadiums, and I'm not going to say elite, but one of the better stadiums in the league, you have to do that to keep the tenant first and foremost. And number two, you also have to do that to remain competitive amongst the other teams. You know, and really that's and I think that this is almost a bit of the term might be overkill. But the reason I say that is because that's a good thing for this city.
Sure.
Because I mean this city has always been kind of an easy target for people around the nation to point the finger at the Jaguars. And so by doing something big and doing something on a scale that is gonna be big around the world, people will take notice. And so I think that this is a positive thing, maybe going over the top to make that statement.
For the record today, Mayor Alvin Brown was not made available for comment after the actual press conference. He did speak. Of course, you heard from him a little bit earlier in this program. He spoke during the actual press conference, but then did not speak to the media right after. So this is...
Let me say this. You know, we have had great experience with two teams that have phenomenal video boards. The Dallas Cowboys obviously were the first ones. The Houston Texans turned around and made one that's the biggest in the National Football League, maybe in the world.
Right.
The Dallas Cowboys one looks so much bigger because the stadium is not like the size of Reliant, to where the size of Reliant just overwhelms you in Houston. So the boards don't appear to be that large. But for the fans at Cowboy Stadium, that video board, all you have to do is to watch the fans at the game. They watch the action sometimes, and immediately after they go up to even see more stuff. So, I mean, they're constantly having their interest piqued, whether it be on the field or on the video board. And the video boards, I'm telling you, when you see them in person, you go, wow, that is incredible. So I think it's going to be a great experience for the fans here, and I think they're right by saying that what Shot Khan said is that this will make people not want to stay home with their big screen TV. It will make them want to be in attendance at the games.
Right.
Because seeing those screens, when you see them firsthand, it is impressive.
And from the drawings we saw today, there's the scoreboard section on one end, the huge video screen in the middle of it, and probably another section with statistics and such, maybe fantasy mm-hmm. stuff of other games. Involved as well. So it's really a full
And I think part of that video board, you know, in breaks of the action when television goes to commercial break. It's a great opportunity to give highlights from around the league. But, you know, this also represents another great revenue opportunity for the Gator Bowl Association, for the Jaguars. Absolutely. You know, so because when you have something that big, that's where most of the eyes are going to be. And so the cost of that will be significantly better, I think, than probably fixed signage because of, you know, that's where people are looking.
Let's get your thoughts on this. 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. Throw a 1-800 in front of it if you're outside of Duval. And James is outside of Duval tonight in the state of Kentucky. He wants to talk upgrades. Hi, James.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Great. How are you?
Hey, Loggy. This kind of reminds me of last year. Remember what our theme was for Blaine last year when he was looking pretty good in preseason and the national media was still growing him? Do you remember what our motto was for him?
Just kiss it.
And this is the same, imagine the same thing with hearing the upgrades, because Jackson, like you just said, has always been an early and easy target to say, oh, they're going to London, oh, they're going to Los Angeles. But when you see a team sinking this much money to a stadium, it shows, hey, we're here to stay. So the same motto for this year as it was last year in the national media, just kiss it, if we're here to stay. If you want to pick on a team, pick on another team in Florida. Go look at the Bucs. Go look at the Dolphins. Last time I checked, Dolphins lost out for the Super Bowl bid because, you know, they're having issues funding their stadium. The Buccaneers have issues getting people to fill their stadium. So, you know, if the national media wants to target, step outside Jacksonville.
Thank you, James. And, you know, James.
Buddy.
James. You know, you had to bring that up again, and so let's refresh people's memory. There was a caller that we had that was a little irritated with Vic Ketchman. Can we play that again? Just a little bit of it, you know, just a little bit. We don't need to play the whole thing. You ready?
Okay, Bill. See you, buddy.
I don't care whether you're right or not. You need to show a little darn respect and a little hope, man. You got to sell some tickets here.
Okay,
don't we?
Bill, please, you're going to make me cry here. All your positivity right. is
Hit
just so
ass,
negative.
That's it, buddy.
Just kiss it, he says.
That was classic.
That's fantastic.
That was classic.
That needs to be the new hashtag on Twitter. Hashtag just kiss it.
Just kiss it.
Hashtag stand united.
But, I mean, I mean James goes to what I said. I mean, by overdoing it, you're not just doing something. You're making a statement. I mean, this is not just a project. This is a project and this is a statement.
It's safe to say that this team is not going to London, right?
Well, we are in October.
Exactly.
For but one game.
One game for each of the next 4 years.
That's right. And then what happens after that, nobody knows. You know, but that's what the commitment is now. Is it going to be greater than that? There's been no discussions that I know of. But we'll see. Got to deal with the here and now.
Right. It's, boy, what a day today at Everbank Field. $63 million investment in the facility to start at the end of this coming season and be ready for 2014, including two huge video boards, other amenities in the north end zone as well. Not to mention the boards around the rest of the stadium, too. So this is not just a one video board and one little upgrade. There's a lot going on with this project. We'll come back and close out the show in a moment. We'll get your calls. You have a few minutes to get in. 355-NFL-1. We can talk about the pool. We can talk about the upgrades to the stadium. Anything that's on your mind with the Jaguars tonight. 355-NFL-1, 355-6351, Joey.
All right. Now we're going to talk to the ladies. Hey, for the first time, the Jaguars have created a club dedicated to the experience of the female fan. That's all you gals out there 18 and older. The Jaguars Women's Club. It's a great program designed to connect with, provide exclusive experiences for, and engage the Jags female fans through updates, special offers, events, and other great benefits. Need more info? Go to jaguars.com/womensclub. Jaguars This Week rolls on, final segment here on Jaguars Radio.
This is 104.5 FM, where Jacksonville listens for the top local and national stories. News Talk WOKV, now on 104.5 FM and AM 690.
I'm section 409.
I'm section 124.
We are section 136.
Take a stand and claim your section with a new head coach, a new general manager, and a whole new attitude. The Jacksonville Jaguars and our fans are ready to stand united and show the world the Jaguars' pride. And right now, you can claim your section with seats starting at just $35 per game. Stand united with your Jacksonville Jaguars. Call 904-633-2000 or visit jaguars.com.
Right now, get up to $120 off instantly on the latest.
Final segment of Jaguars this week, 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. We'll get your thoughts while we have a few minutes on the big news of the day in Jacksonville, $63 million investment in Everbank Field coming after the 2013 season, going in and being ready for 2014, including two huge video boards, pools, other amenities as well. JP Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman. Let's go to the phone lines now. The Metro PCS call-in line and visit with Robert in Ponte Vedra. Robert, what's on your mind tonight? I bet I can guess what's on your mind.
Oh, of course. Been thinking about the pool and the screens and these improvements and whether or not they're going to be, you know, usable year-round and all seasons. I was kind of curious about if these screens were going to be how well they're going to be seen during the full daytime. We have those 1 o'clock games. Are they going to be, you know, high def and real bright? And also, is this pool going to be usable, in the wintertime? You know, or is it going to, you know, is it going to be heated? You know, and what kind of atmosphere that could create? I mean, I guess it would be kind of nice to be in a heated pool. Yeah. Everybody else is freezing.
All right. Club.
No, I mean, okay, I think your first question is a great question, and that was when they started talking about this way back in the wintertime. It was one of my, you know, questions. And they have the technology to where in the brightest of daylight, the screens will be absolutely perfect. The sun will not be an issue for viewing the north end zone video board whatsoever. They will be high def. Now, will the pool have heat? I can't answer that question, but I'm assuming that that it would in the wintertime.
Any overages are the responsibility
unless
of the Jaguars.
We can form a Jaguars polar bear club.
What, you know what? We should do all the radio shows from the pool.
I'm all for it.
Pre, post game.
I'm
everything.
All for it.
Color analyst work from the pool, right?
Yeah. Yeah, those video boards, the ones that are in Dallas, at Cowboy Stadium, I mean, you could literally see a pimple on a cheerleader's face, no problem.
And I'll tell you, the ones in Miami are the ones that are very new also, and they're very top of what Sun Life Stadium it's called this week. And in the brightest sunshine of South Florida,
no
they ring true.
No problem.
Absolutely unbelievable.
You know, and I think – you know, we had said that, you know, this is a statement, you know, and it's kind of funny how, you know, this press conference would be received. And I'm reading one article here, Pro Football Talk, and this is what they say. Jaguars fans are already declaring this means the team will never move. And while it makes the abandonment of Jacksonville less likely, it's still too early to rule out a split schedule between Jacksonville and England. After all, it's only $63 million in enhancements. It's not like they're building a new stadium. I mean,
they love Mike Florio.
That's just
these
what
Jags
I mean.
Fans,
you can't stop it. Don't let it bother you. And to be honest, I mean, it's $63 million, and then you're talking about, you know, another $3, $6, $7, $10 plus million, you know, inside the stadium for locker room, training room, doctor's office, and then the weight room, which will be next year. I mean, there are a lot of expenses that the Jaguars owner, Shad Khan, has incurred without even asking for a penny from anybody else.
Meanwhile, news came out of this press conference right after. Shad met with the media additionally and was, of course, surrounded and asked about other topics, too. And one of those was the Shipyards project that came out last week that Shad and the Jaguars might be interested in being involved in that project. Here's a quote from earlier today. From Shad Khan, the development of that is ripe and it's been sitting there for a long time. If somebody wants to step up, God bless them, but I think they're not going to do something. Maybe we can help. And it just cannot be sports. I think you can use the power of the Jaguars, the NFL, to bring people. After that, it has to be a lot more than that. It has to be residential. It has to be commercial. It's a great water location. That was the gist of his. So he expanded on his comments from last week.
Mm-hmm.
So there is interest there from Shad Khan investing even more in downtown Jacksonville, and we'll see where that story goes.
Well, he's made some investments already, and I remember coming here in 1995, and it was me and a couple guys, and I know Joel Schmange and I were talking a little bit about it, that stretch of land that was right along the riverfront, the shipyard, the old shipyard,
yep,
was something that, boy, would you like to have that and make something happen there. Because, I mean, it really is. I mean, it's right on the river. It's beautiful. There's a lot of areas there that would already have a lot of natural waterfront dock, waterfront activity type of ability because of the way that it's set out. It cuts in and out of the main channel of the river. I mean, there's so much potential for that piece of land, and it would really, really revitalize. I think it'd be part of a great part of revitalizing downtown to make that stretch really a showpiece and to tie it in with, you know, all the way down to the landing. They're talking about having everything go all the way to Ortega and Riverside. I mean, that would really make that stretch of river special. And then the South Bank has got a lot of potential because you had the old JEA electrical plant that was on the riverfront, the old school board building that was right across over there. I mean, these are prime pieces of real estate that need something to be done with them to make this city take the next step.
A lot coming up for the Jags the rest of this week in the community. The Jaguars are in Gainesville tonight for the Jaguars Caravan down in Gainesville. That's why Tony is not here. Tomorrow it is Savannah, Georgia, and then Brunswick, Georgia on Saturday. And that will be it for the Caravan schedule coming up. I was in Tallahassee last night.
I heard it was a good crowd.
It was a fantastic crowd, pushing 700 in that mall in Tallahassee on a Wednesday night. So if you haven't had a chance, if you're out of the area, if you're in South Georgia, go visit and go on Jaguars.com and check out the schedule. And yeah, thank you. And where those locations will be in Savannah and in Brunswick coming up.
Yeah, I was talking to Tony earlier because he was here before he left out to head to Gainesville. And, you know, early in the early years, the Jaguars were very active in doing these caravans.
Yeah.
You know, and reaching out to different communities on the outskirts of Jacksonville, you know, within basically a two-hour driving range. And then there was a long period of time where basically nothing happened. This football team kind of had a stance that, hey, you know, we're the only game in town, you know, come see us. And I think that this kind of thing is important, and I wish that there was not that window for so many years that nothing like this was done. And I think it's great that Mark Lamping is continuing to do this. And because I think it reaching out with the fans, because, you know, all the players are doing this. I mean, the players are doing it. You know, Tony's there kind of the MC of the events,
right?
You know, and people appreciate it. It's nice. Sometimes it's nice to shake hands, sign some autograph, and kiss some babies.
Right. Just don't tell them to just kiss it, right? Like the
not in that fashion.
Earlier, bad,
yes, not
bad
in
idea.
That fashion.
No. Jeff, good stuff tonight, as always. Good to work with you.
Yeah, let me just add one more note.
Yeah, we're not done yet.
I did get a some comment from General Manager David Caldwell,
okay,
about their interest in linebacker Desmond Bishop, who was released by the Green Bay Packers, and he said, okay, there is definite interest. And he said they're going to monitor it over the next month. You know, but there is one big question with Desmond. You know, that groin issue and injury history is always a concern. But David Caldwell was very clear at the end of minicamp, the mandatory minicamp, and he said, we will be active, you know, from now all the way until the start of camp, and then we will probably be very active all the way up until the opening day roster.
That's a little breaking news here, I think, here on Jaguars This Week. Thank you for that. And we'll follow that story coming up in the next coming weeks. Thank you for listening tonight. Big day here at Everbank Field. The Jaguars fans are out here, no doubt about that. And they got supported today. $63 million investment to Everbank Field coming up in time for the 2014 season. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week on Jaguars This Week.
WOKV AM Jack.